Danny, you had a great race all the way up until Hato got you. And then what actually happened? Did the car start to go away before then? Or?
Yeah, right before that last restart, the rack broke. So when it came out on the green, the car was going all over the place. And I went to go try and get in, and Hato got underneath me, so I had to wait for him to go by to pull in. But we were done before that anyways. It was a tough break because the car was actually working pretty good, you know, for the best it's been all year. We had a good shot at it, but I don't know, something always seems to happen.
Must have been fun up front for a while, though traffic was quite dicey today.
It wasn't too bad being a leader. You know, they all get the passing flag, and it's pretty easy to go by when you're in the lead. It probably gets tough when you're in the pack, back in the pack trying to lap everybody. I mean, like, I know it caused that wreck down in turn one, but it wasn't too bad for me today. But I know it would have been nice to go a little longer and
see how it shook out.
Yeah, but. You know, I don't know. I guess we'll just come back next year and keep trying.
I was going to say, who do you have to thank for your impressive at times season?
Paul's Big M, PJ's Ice Cream, Top Stitch, Lavery Welding, Chris Nelson Insurance. There might be some more, but I don't know. It's been a tough season this year, and everybody's kind of stuck with me. It would have been nice to finish with a decent finish today, but everybody's still behind me, and we'll come back next year the same way.